Biofuels production across the U.S. continues to trend upward, and the soybean checkoff is working to enhance the playing field for renewable fuels, many which are made with soybean oil. South Dakota soybean farmer Bruce Haynes of Mitchell.
The biofuels have come a long ways from yesteryears that people were worried that they would separate with cold weather, and you know, all of those things have been taken out of the concerns. I mean, I think we are at where corn was 20 years ago in ethanol. I think biofuels, once it gets rooted in deeper and deeper and deeper, the uses will just continue to flourish and grow.
Biofuels made from soybean oil include biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Increasing capacity through growing infrastructure will help raise biofuels production. Haynes states the industry is responding with new crushing and processing plants across the Midwest, including the new High Plains plant near Mitchell, which began operation this autumn. State and federal policies can also make a difference. In fact, Clean Fuels Alliance America reports 79% of California's diesel use is biomass diesel, due in part to state policies. In 2024, U.S. biodiesel and renewable diesel production came to roughly 5 billion gallons. According to industry studies, clean fuels represent about $1 per bushel of the price of soybeans, providing meaningful income to farm families and stability to processors. The South Dakota Soybean Checkoff is a key supporter of Clean Fuels Alliance America, the industry collaboration promoting research, education, and outreach for bio-based fuels. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.